The Greggs Plain Field will once again be transformed into a model tribal village during the Heritage Festival. Chief Representative of the Greggs Garifuna Council, John Nero, said the event is being held to honor a number of community heroes, noting that every effort would be made to keep the event authentic.
The reason why we call it the Greggs Heritage Festival is to make it a little more personal to Greggs. It's National Heroes Day, but we have our own local community heroes where we celebrate the life of our foundress, the lady after whom the village is named, Frances Fanny Gregg, and her father Jean-Baptiste, who was one of Chatea's soldiers and general. We begin on the 1st of March to construct huts on the playing field. Community groups will occupy these huts and they will prepare local, traditional, and as close as possible tribal cuisines. The occupants of the huts will be dressed in tribal and traditional costumes because we want for the setting to be as authentic as possible.
Mr. Nero listed activities that are expected to take place leading up to National Heroes Day on March 14th.
We will also have a week of activities beginning on the 8th of March leading up to the 14th. We will set off that week of activities by a total power washing and scrubbing down and up of the Doreen John Health Center. On the following days, we have other activities like marble pitching. We have a top spinning competition. We'll also have skipping rope, where we use the whisk instead of the plastic synthetic ropes that are available nowadays. We go in as traditional as possible. We'll have an evening called the French Connection. Also, we want to do a tribute to David Jackson, who was the leader of a legendary band that came out of Greggs called Kindreds. And then Saturday, all prizes and awards will be given out. We'll have a stage program on Saturday, where we'll have various performances from talented persons in and outside of the community.
Mr. Nero also used the opportunity to extend an invitation to the Vincentian community to attend the event.
It would be excellent if persons who have never come to Greggs, who have never experienced a tribal sort of setting, we'd like to invite all Vincentians who are interested in an authentic representation of heritage, the Garifuna heritage and culture, to come to Greggs on March 14th, and you'll see a celebration of life of a tribal type that you have never seen anywhere in St. Vincent. Particularly, we are sending out invitations, written invitations, to the four medical schools here in St. Vincent, because we're certain that these persons, these individuals, would love to experience this type of setting. We're hoping to make it as authentic as possible.
Chief Representative of the Greggs Garifuna Council, John Nero. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.